wasn't to be laid on. He had to go, his meal was sending him to somewhere to take a course in school, Midwest, I forgot which city. And they were moving it up, and I was tending to the invitations and do everything, and they just rolled off as carefree as you please and left me with all these things to do, and I felt like squalling. But I never did go to Kentucky Derby. Never did more. But they had to go.
They had to.
My husband loved it. Yeah. And every year.
It's a big event.
Down in Miami, we went to those races too. I always put $10 inside my pocket. And I'd have a good time. And I was going to stop. I usually come out about even, but I never touch any more when I won $10. He laughed at me.
Did you ever go up to the north, far northeast?
I've been to Alaska, and then I've been up in Maine, and I've taken that trip up in up there.
Uh-huh. What are some of the...
In Maine.
What do you call that area?
I was trying to think where all we went that time. I've been up there too, but... Canada. I've been there all over Canada.
No, I mean in the United States.
No, here. I was thinking about what I went through getting to Canada. But I've been up there several times, and I love Canada. I love both sides of it. The Pacific side and the Atlantic side.
You didn't go up around Boston?
They have the best, yes, I've been to Boston two or three times. They have, in Canada, they have the best train service and the best boat service of any way in this continent I've traveled.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the best ones. Trains, boats, and hotels are best. I've been to Quebec two or three times. Mm-hmm. And I love Canada. And the only time I've been further was when I went from Seattle to up to Alaska.
A long way.
Yes, we went to Seward, Alaska. Our boat took us to Seward. And then we went on a little train on up to whatever that next town is up on the top of it, up to Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
So I've sort of covered this continent. And I've been to England and France.
I have one more thing before we better stop all for right. today, because I'm getting pretty tired. And you're probably a little tired too. If you could describe what you might, the days of the week, what you might have called.
What do you mean about the days of the
week? Well, let's say, how would you say the days of the week, and maybe you have a nickname for Sunday or something?
No, we were raised strict parents here, and we were in the house of the Lord, Sunday school and preaching, and we had a midweek prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I better not have a date that night, because I had to go planning.
Mm-hmm.
Mother very strict.
What day was that on?
That was on Wednesday night, and you had to go planning, and to our little church. And that was on Wednesday. I don't know, I went to school the other days, nowadays it's, I do some things, let's see, different days. But I want to finish seeing what I had here that I thought. Now here's Georgia, first things Georgia's proud of. Got any use for that?
Well, I'm going to stick to the two little ones.
First things in Georgia. I thought if you wanted to look over that, all right. I know you didn't want Frisky. That I just...
Well, I'm waiting for Frisky.
Now I've got a heap of more things here about everything under the sun.
Uh-huh.
Most in this box. Here was one of the, that was the book I wrote. Don't seem to have a red line on here. You see, I fixed these little blue books for the children.
Did you know these people?
They're all my folks. I wrote them, all these books.